Hello and welcome to the Friday, November 16th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from San Diego, California. We got an interesting note today from Melvin. He got a phone call from an elderly relative of his asking for help with a PC, which started speaking to her, asking her to access the website helpiss.com. Well, Melvin did some checking and found that the domain helpiss.com is registered to a person in Panama. At that time, the domain resolved to an IP address in Russia. He was able to retrieve a copy of the site advertising a tech support services for the low price of $20 per incident, with claims that they have millions of satisfied customers. Now, he used wget to quickly get a copy of the page reasonably safely, and the page as part of the HTML also returned the usual crop of fake antivirus warnings, essentially telling him how badly he is infected. So far, Melvin hasn't figured out what caused the computer to start talking. One of his suspicions is that it could be just an ad on a website that his relative happened to have open at the time. At this point, the domain is no longer resolving, at least for me. When I tried just before recording this to get a recent copy or screenshot of it, it didn't resolve at all. While we're talking about fake ads and such, Opera had to remove ads from its homepage. If you are an Opera browser user, the default homepage will be set to portal.opera.com. Turns out Bitdefender, while looking at the page, found that some of the ads on the page delivered a version of the black hole exploit kit that then in this particular case loaded a PDF exploit and tried to install SUSE or CBOT. Well, these kind of ad-delivered malware, these events are always pretty difficult to reproduce and investigate, given that ads are sometimes highly customized and not everybody is seeing the same ads. So we are not able at this point to confirm anything that Bitdefender saw. Also, Opera says that they took down the ads as a precaution, but aren't really able to verify anything at this point. And in other news today, United is reporting issues with flights nationwide due to a computer problem. The exact reason for the computer problem hasn't been disclosed yet, so don't really know whether it was malware related or just some database crash or whatever. In the past, we have seen issues like that, usually due to sort of technical operational issues, not due to security issues, but it always a good reminder how important these systems are and how little can be done once these computer systems crash or are offline. And Google is taking steps to make Flash safer for Mac users who use the Google Chrome browser. With its next release, Google will apply its new plugin architecture that allows Flash to run inside the sandbox. This has been the case already for other operating systems with Google Chrome, but now this will also be applied to OS X. This will not eliminate any vulnerabilities in Flash, but it will make exploitation of these vulnerabilities harder because the attacker will be limited to the sandbox unless they have a second exploit that will actually help them to break out of the sandbox. And Google released a few more details about its upcoming malware scanner. Now, this software will check any
applications that you're installing on an Android device. And turns out that it will have sort of two states, one where it suspects an application is malicious and will warn the user but still allow install if the user insists, and a second state where it definitely considers the application malicious and will block installation so the user can't override it. However, the user will always be able to just turn the feature off, and in that case any software will be installed without warning. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.